Hello?
Hey, Shannon, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey, Ruben, how are you?
Every day is a dream. Did you get my email?
Oh, well, good. No, I got home and I'm cooking dinner, but we're just going to pay off that $75,000 loan. I'm just done messing with it. I'm just going to pay it off. So.
Okay, well.
Will that work?
Yeah, I mean, I sent you an email. If you get it, tell me. I mean, it's kind of important. So, it just goes over the equipment. We're taking a look at it. Do you get emails on your phone by any chance?
Yeah, I do. I'm looking for them right now. I've had a problem with my email, so
I just resent it.
Yeah,
okay.
I got it.
So they approved the way this funding works is they approve the limit for X number of limits and then they review the final invoice and quote. So it just got to be done the correct order of operations. So I approved the equipment and the quote. I got your vendors approved. Obviously, they're part of our Excel group. I'm waiting to hear back on what they define as soft costs. There's a lot of equipment here. There's a lot of soft costs. So I am waiting to hear back. I should know this answer tomorrow morning. I just didn't want to keep you in suspense. But traditionally, they're okay on this, going 25% of the invoice being non-asset-based. So 25% of the total order can be things that aren't really assets. Plumbing, construction, things that are just not assets. The question I have for you is, you were describing changes. Do you think you're going to change any of this equipment, or is it all going to stay the same?
I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to keep it the same now, considering that the build-out's got to be only 25%. So I guess I'll keep my high-dollar items and then see if they can reduce any of the, maybe we can get a different kind of, I don't know, steel plating or something, or find a way to reduce those costs for the build-out.
Okay. And what I'm also going to do, Shannon, just so you know, is this. I'm allowed to play, like, a little card in my hand where once or twice per quarter, depending on volume. For me, it's definitely two times per quarter. It's the highest limit in our company. We're allowed to kind of just use a discount. I've already discounted the equipment. I know I can't discount that any further. But on the working capital, I'm allowed to kind of go over an individual underwriter's head. And so regardless of the term, I'm going to see if we can knock down the cost of capital for you on the working capital, not because I think it matters. I don't think you saving 1% on a daily payment actually makes any material difference in your transaction. But we like customers to know that we kind of go above and beyond for them. So when they come back, there's a reason to work with us and refer us business. So what I'm going to see is if we can reduce that cost by probably 1%. And what that would mean is, just to give you the information, and I hope you have a pen handy, you can make these notes.
Sure.
If you decided to use the same approval with the interest forgiveness, which, like I said, this is a program all my best customers use because they know it's the cheapest overall, not the cheapest on the front. If you did that over 18 months, the cost would drop to about 35 cents on the dollar. And if you did it over 15 months, the cost would drop to about 31 cents on the dollar. So just something where, like I said, it's not going to make a major difference in your file if you're paying. But I want to go above and beyond for you to kind of tackle all the needs, and I want to let you know that I should have a probably okay on that tomorrow morning.
Okay, that sounds fine.
Yeah, well, if I can save you, like I said, it's not going to make a difference in your payment. But overall, 2% or so saves you, that's $5,000 additional and... it's something I just want to do above and beyond. But I'm going to let you go, and I'll give you a call tomorrow to hopefully get this wrapped up. One thing I want you to do is, if you pay out this title, there's some things I need you to do. Do not do any titling in it until you talk to me, please. Don't create your own documentation nightmare. So before you do anything with the title, please do give me a call, okay?
Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that, so I wouldn't. I mean, I just know there... hold on. Just hold on one second.
Okay? Sure, take it.
Hey, Gil, do you officially have the title to the truck? Okay, so So they have physical ownership of the title, and they're listed as a lien holder on there. So whatever needs to be done to get them off of it, I'm sure you know how to do that, because I don't.
I do. Yeah, it's kind of a standard thing at the DMV, but sometimes people retitle it and then have to get another title and hold up their funding. So I'll give you a call tomorrow with instructions, and my goal is to get you some documents out tomorrow morning to get this rolling, okay?
All right, so if we get the documents out tomorrow morning, I mean, the truck was supposed to go start getting built out tomorrow morning. If we can say by tomorrow morning that you know this is going to happen and everything's going to move forward, they could still probably start to build out on the truck, don't you think?
You know, I'm not your vendor, so that's really not my call.
If he knows the money's coming, and we've known him for 20 years, so, you know, I think he would probably send it off to the, you know, place to start getting something done, whether it's, you know, cutting the hole in the side for the window or whatever's going to happen. But
it's not my call, but what I can do, this is what I can do, and this is what I would suggest, and this is just my two cents. Vendors, obviously, you know, all the vendors I work with take deposits just for the simple reason of they take deposits because they've had customers, you know, that order equipment and then stop picking up their phones. It is the truth of the matter. What I would probably suggest is this. If we make a decision on working capital, we can get that funded for you literally by tomorrow afternoon. That money can be wired into your account tomorrow afternoon. You'll probably see a pending what.
And then I'd be able to pay off the 75 for that person.
Correct. And then I think as that time goes on with the equipment, then that doesn't put you under the gun. And that's what I would probably suggest. But before we make a decision on this, let's see what we can do and what card I can play to get you an additional discount on that working capital so we make the proper decision here, okay?
Okay, that'd be great.
Enjoy your evening.
All right, thanks. You too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.